podcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
Hello once again from Altoona. Tonight, WJPA and greensports.net proudly present the final session of the 2026 Southwest AA Regional. As our local wrestlers and wrestlers from across Districts 5, 6, and 7 square off in the final round of wrestling at this regional tournament. Nate Rigotti alongside Mike Hildreth for tonight's coverage. We'll be going through all of our wrestlers here in just a bit. Tonight's broadcast is being brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. By Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. By Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. By the Claysville Area Business Association. Claysville Area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. By Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. By Quality Quick Printing, your full-service digital document solution center. Online at qualquick.com. By Waynesburg University. Grow with us at Waynesburg. By attorney John Patricic. Nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Main Street in Washington, on Main Street Hickory, online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half century of service. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Bell Print & Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print & Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. By Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. By Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania Wrestling for over 50 years. By Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. By Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. By Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. By Kinetic, internet better. And by the Mariscotti Insurance Agency and Mariscotti Funeral Home in California. Proud to support students and families throughout the area. A whole bunch of sponsors making this coverage possible this weekend. And thank you to each and every one of them. Parade of Champions happening right now. We'll step aside and we'll talk about the wrestlers we're going to be watching, what these finals will look like. It's all next here on WJPA. And, of course, on greensports.net.
And stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support the McGuffey Highlanders. Stay warm this winter and mark your calendars for upcoming spring events in Highlander Country. The National Pike Festival, the weekend of May 16th and 17th, and the brand new Claysville Area Farmers Market will open in June and run monthly through October. The Claysville area is on a winning streak thanks to teamwork, community pride, and a commitment to excellence. Go Highlanders!
National anthem being sang here at Altoona. Let's talk about the wrestlers we're going to be looking for here in this final session. First of all, wrestling for a regional regional championship at 139 pounds. We will see Drake McClure of Bentworth, and at 285 pounds, Colin White of West Green. Wrestling for third place at 133 pounds, Lucas Barr of McGuffey. At 139, Mason Wright of Beth Center. At 160 pounds, Owen Ibsick of Bentworth and Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan will wrestle each other. And at 215 pounds, Noah Lehu of Beth Center. Wrestling for fifth place at 139 pounds, it'll be Carter Cadis of Burkittstown. At 152 pounds, Victor Bonus of McGuffey. And at 189 pounds, Malachi Peak of Beth Center. All of those wrestlers, those 10 wrestling for first, third, and fifth, have already clinched a spot in Hershey. Wrestling for seventh and their life at 107 pounds will be Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan, as well as Ely of McGuffey at 127, Noah Patton at 100, I'm sorry, that's Caleb Patton, I take that back, Caleb Patton of Wash High at 145 pounds, and at 152 pounds, Logan Noyes of Burkittstown. The 107-pound wrestlers are on the mats right now.
Yeah, we got out here at mat 4. We have Braden Hanning from Jefferson Morgan wrestling for his state's life here. Win and you're in this seventh place match here. Right now, Braden Hanning is trailing Ethan Kochman of Bishop McCourt 6-5 with 7 seconds left in this first period. Right now, it looks like they're both content to head to the second period. Again, that score, Ethan Kochman of Bishop McCourt, 6-5 over Jefferson Morgan's Braden Hanning.
Wrestling for the regional championship in first place on mat number 2, Cooper Deputy of Chestnut Ridge and Mason Kiesecker of Derry. Right now, Deputy with a 6-1 lead over Kiesecker. On mat number 1, end of the first period, Warren Wolsegel of Elizabeth Forward leading Carl Thomas of Burrell 3-0. That's the fifth place bout at 107 pounds.
And over here on mat number 3, we have the third place bout at 107 pounds. Ty Matthews from Central taking on Angelo Boney of Central Valley. Right now that score is all tied up at 0 with 154 left in the second period.
We have our first champion. Cooper Deputy of Chestnut Ridge has just pinned Mason Kiesecker, the Whitfield champion of Derry. Time of the fall at just 115. So Cooper Deputy of Chestnut Ridge, your winner and regional champion at 107 pounds, pinning Mason Kiesecker.
Right now on mat number 4, Braden Hanning's got his work cut out for him, 12-7 against the Cochin from Bishop McCourt with 119 left in this second period. Right on the edge of the mat here, and they're out. Referees bringing them back to center. 12-7 in favor of Cochin. Again, winner of this match goes to Hershey. Loser of this match goes home. And Braden Hanning gets the takedown, and he's getting back points on Cochin. And he gets the pin! Braden Hanning, nearly 3 minutes into the match, takes Cochman off guard, and he gets the pin. And we have Jefferson Morgan's Braden Hanning going to Hershey. Congratulations, young man.
That is awesome for Braden Hanning at 107 pounds. They're taking the top 7, and Hanning, the 7th place winner, will head to Hershey. Already have the champion. We have Cochin, a winner, 12-10. Hanning, the winner, was trailing 12-10. We have on mat number 1, Warren Olsegel of Elizabeth Forward, leading Carl Thomas 3-0 at 107 pounds. In the second period, Bonnie of Central Valley and Matthews of Central. And the 3rd place bout, they are scoreless. We'll step aside. We'll catch up with this 107-pound action and look at 114 when we come back here on greensports.net and WJPA.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania. where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Since 1978, Quality Quick Printing has been a single source for all your business, organization, and corporate printing needs. A full-service digital document solution center, high-speed digital copying, large format, design and finishing, direct mail services, and so much more. Call their print solution specialist to help with your next project, 724-225-9427, or visit qualquick.com.
I'm Mia Hinkins, and welcome to Buell Hall, home of Waynesburg University's Department of Communication. If you visit our campus, you'll have the opportunity to attend some comm classes, enjoy lunch with our students, and watch us in action. We hope to see you here soon at Waynesburg University.
To schedule your personal visit, go to waynesburg.edu/admissions/schedule-visit. Come grow with us at Waynesburg University.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Back here at Altoona, still on the mats at 107 pounds in the third place and fifth place bouts. Braden Hanning has won the seventh place bout at 107 pounds for Jefferson Morgan with a fall at 154, clinching his ticket to Chocolate Town. Now on mat number one in the fifth place bout, Warren Holsagel of Elizabeth Forward has a cradle on Carl Thomas of Burrow looking for the fall. Good tilt there. Final 45 seconds of the third period. Back points coming for Holsagel. He's in good shape there, is the Elizabeth Forward Warrior.
And over here on mat number three, we've got Ty Matthews from Central and Angelo Bonney from Central Valley. Right now we're tied up 1-1 with 125 left in that bout. Very evenly matched out there.
Four back points for Warren Holsagel of Elizabeth Forward. Makes it 10-0. Final 20 seconds. This is for fifth place at 107 pounds.
Bonney working up through the legs there, trying to secure this takedown. He's going to call him out and bring him back to center. They're going to start neutral.
Final on mat one, Warren Holsagel, Elizabeth Forward, 10-0. The major decision over Carl Thomas of Burrow. Holsagel will take fifth. Carl Thomas out of Burrow will be sixth.
Bonney at Central Valley over there for this third place bout. Shot in, and he's got Ty Matthews in a precarious situation from Central. He's got to poke up through these back legs here if he wants to secure this takedown. He's got 45 seconds to do it, all tied up 1-1. He's going to call him out again and bring him back to center. 43 seconds left in the last 107-pound bout for third place. Still tied 1-1, getting down to 30 seconds in the match. Bonney from Central Valley, much more the aggressor here. If he can pull his head out, he's going to get the takedown, and he does with 27 seconds left. Now, if he can ride him out, he goes up 4-1. He'll take third place. He's working on the tilt right now, but it's going to be tough sledding right now. Matthews has his hips in the wrong direction, so it might not be too hard for him, but he's getting that crossface in, working from behind. Matthews is working on escape right now, tries to hit the switch, unable to, and Bonney maintains control. Wrestlers on the edge of the mat here. 1 second, and Bonney, Angelo Bonney from Central Valley, defeats Ty Matthews for third place. Both going to Hershey, but we'll only one taking the third place match.
We'll go to 114 when we come back on WJPA and greensports.net.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
All right, had a forfeit in the fifth place bout here at 114 on the mats right now at 114 in the championship bout. Patrick Bulger of Derry scoreless with Carter Ickes of Chestnut Ridge.
And in the third place bout up here on mat three, we have Will Edwards of West Branch and Javion Chambers of Highlands. They're scoreless going into the second. And over on mat four, scoreless in the second, just started Jacob Dugan from Phil Fergusuela taking on Santino DePaula of Forest Hills.
They have not entered exactly who forfeited at fifth place quite yet. No local wrestlers at 114 pounds. Carter Ickes of Chestnut Ridge returns. Bulger back down to the mat, almost got some back points there, but Bulger, a nice job to grab the leg.
Right now up on mat three, Javion Chambers of Highlands controlling the match. Trying to work over the top to get that opposite arm pulled out. If he can get that. Oh, but right now, Edwards from West Branch trying to hit the switch. He's unable to. Minute 28 left in the second period over on mat four for the seventh place win and you're in match. Jacob Dugan of Phillipsburg and Santino DePaula of Forest Hills. Right now we have Dugan leading 1-0 in the second.
Go to the second period here with Bulger and Ickes. Ickes starts the second period on top. Those two still scoreless in the championship bout. Seventh place bout, as Mike just said, Jacob Dugan leading 1-0 over Santino DePaula.
And we're still tied up over here, 0-0, 54 left in this second period between Javion Chambers of Highlands and Will Edwards of West Branch. Chambers really going after Edwards here. We'll see if he can keep up this momentum. Over on mat four, it looks like Jacob Dugan went up 1-0. I guess he's been up with 30 seconds left. Much more the aggressor of this match. Chambers of Highlands trying to work that leg, get it over top. He's got the arm. He can work that leg over top. He can get this tilt. But right now, Edwards just has a really good post on that right arm, making it tough for Chambers to do that. But if he's not careful, he might roll over on his back. He's getting really high with those legs.
Javion Chambers finished in third place last year at this exact tournament, but down at 107 pounds.
And Javion Chambers is a senior at Highlands. I would wager it'd be hard to stay at 107 for 4 years straight. Bringing an end to that second period between Javion Chambers and Will Edwards from West Branch, still tied up 0-0 going into the third.
Patrick Bulger of Derry gets an escape to take a 1-0 lead in the championship bout.
Yeah, those championship bouts, some points might be hard to come by. Some of them. Over here on mat number four, Jacob Dugan from Phillipsburg is going to take top. They're looking for blood. Blood on the mat. Going to take some blood time to get that cleaned up over on mat four. Right now on mat three, Will Edwards of West Branch is controlling the match against Javion Chambers of Highlands. If Chambers can get his foot loose, he's got that back leg, he'd be able to work something. He's got to be able to work around, trying to come neutral. But again, Edwards of West Branch has that foot, making it tough for him. Still 0-0 with a minute left in this third period. Javion Chambers of Highlands, Will Edwards of West Branch. Over on Matt Floor, we're all tied up. Jacob Dugan of Phillipsburg and Santino DePaola of Forest Hills. 15 seconds into this third period. Again, that seventh place match, that's winning you're in, so there's a lot of pressure on that one.
By the way, Smith of Everett at 114 pounds is your winner by forfeit, with Lazowski of Penns Valley taking sixth.
All right, it looks like Javion Chambers of Highlands is working some points here. They're down. Yep, he just got those points with 20 seconds left in this here third period. Sorry about that. And he's trying to work some back points now. After he got that reverse, he finally got that head out and was able to scoot around, and he did it quickly and was able to put Will Edwards of West Branch into the tilt. With 4 seconds, Javion Chambers is going to take third place. Javion Chambers of Highlands takes third. Will Edwards of West Branch will be your fourth place finisher here in Altoona. Still 1-1 over here on mat 4 between Jacob Dugan from Phillipsburg and Santino DePaola from Forest Hills. 30 seconds left in this match. But I can tell you, Jake Santino DePaola really working the top, trying to break down Jacob Dugan and work a tilt here so we can get some back points. And he did get some back points. He went up 4-1 as I was watching the end of that other match. And they're working towards the edge here with 15 seconds left. But Santino DePaola doing everything he can to stay in the ring. That way he can keep that clock running. Referee warns for stalling, puts him back in the middle.
Final 22 seconds here in the championship bout. Patrick Baldger of Derry still holding on to a 1-0 lead. He's on top right now. Carter Ickes trying to get out of it. Baldger just hanging on for dear life. And now Carter Ickes trying to roll over. Baldger doing a nice job of holding on to the left leg. 5 seconds left. Baldger has to keep hold of this leg.
Oh, he's holding on to that leg for dear life, too.
And time runs out. Ickes almost able to get the reversal, but nice job by Baldger to hang on to it. Patrick Baldger, your regional champion from Derry, a 1-0 win over Carter Ickes of Chestnut Ridge. And DePaola hangs on from Forest Hills in the seventh place bout.
Punches his ticket to Hershey.
We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll go to 121 pounds and recap 107 for you here on greensports.net and WJPA.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making Dream Fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Results at 107 pounds. Your seventh place finisher and heading to Hershey, Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan. In sixth from Burrell, the freshman Carl Thomas. Fifth place finish for Warren Wolsagel of Elizabeth Forward, the sophomore. Fourth place finish for Central's Ty Matthews out of District 6. Angelo Bonai of Central Valley finishes third. Runner-up is Mason Kiesecker out of Derry. And your regional champion at 107 pounds out of District 5, Cooper Deputy. On the mats right now at 121 pounds in the finals, Keegan Bassett of Bishop McCourt and Max Dingus of Penns Valley. They are scoreless with 10 seconds remaining in the first period. On mat number one in the fifth place bout, Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley and Caleb Hummel of Phillipsburg Osceola. They are scoreless, 40 seconds to go in the first period.
And over here in the third place bout at 121, we have Dakota Santa Maria leading Garrett Wyant of Chestnut Ridge, 1-0 Santa Maria out of Tussie Mountain. And over here in the seventh place bout for the 121-pounders, we have Camden Beatty of Mount Union and Preston Bubash of Elizabeth Forward. Tied up 0-0 into the second. In the third place bout, Santa Maria of Tussie Mountain still leading 1-0 over Garrett Wyant. They're tied up in the middle trying to jockey for position. Got the underhook in, does Santa Maria. Brings him down to the mat, and he's going to tilt him. He's going to get back points, take down on the back points here. He's got the tilt in. If he can get that head out just a little bit, he's going to get the pin. But Garrett Wyant was able to belly out. Not before some points will be had there. Over on mat four, still tied up 0-0. 45 seconds left in that second period. Camden Beatty from Mount Union and Preston Bubash from Elizabeth Forward. Over on mat one, we have Bruce Anderchak from Quaker Valley taking on Caleb Hummel from Phillipsburg, Osceola. That's tied up 0-0 with 1:35 left in that second period. And over here on mat two, we have Keegan Bassett leading Matt Dingus. Keegan Bassett, Bishop McCourt, Max Dingus of Penns Valley, 1-0, 59 seconds left in that first period. Second period, sorry. Pretty evenly matched down here on mat two in the championship. But it looks like Max Dingus of Penns Valley is, Bassett's trying to shimmy out, not giving the points yet. You hear everyone yelling three, but they're not giving it quite yet. Bassett trying to shimmy off the mat. And Dingus doing everything he can from Penns Valley to stay in, but is unable to stay in.
This is the longest Bassett's had to wrestle. And falls at 50 seconds and 42 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't say he's the same caliber wrestler as his brother, but he's still pretty young. But Dingus out there giving him everything he's got. Over here on the mat one, Bruce Anderchak and Caleb Hummel are going at it very evenly matched in that fifth place bout, 0-0. In the third place bout, up on mat three, we have Dakota Santa Maria of Tussie Mountain leading 7-1 against Garrett Wyant of Chestnut Ridge. And over on mat four in that seventh place bout, we have Camden Beatty of Mount Union trailing Preston Bubash of Elizabeth Forward 3-1.
Takedown for Caleb Hummel of Phillipsburg. He goes up 4-0 on Bruce Anderchak now of Quaker Valley.
Mats 3 and 4 bringing back to center here. Continue wrestling. Still pretty close down here on mat 2 in the championship bout. 1-0. Dingus doing everything he can to try to block off Bassett from the court.
Final 10 seconds on mat 3, Dakota Santa Maria of Tussie Mountain at 121 pounds will be your third place finisher. Garrett Wyant of Chestnut Ridge will finish fourth, a 7-1 decision there.
Both gentlemen going to Hershey next week. Now over here on mat 4, that's not the same story. Winner of this match will go to Hershey, and the loser will go home. 30 seconds left. And right now on mat four, it looks like we have Santa Maria leading 3-2 over Garrett Winant of Chestnut Ridge, Santa Maria of Tussey Mountain. 15 seconds left in that bout.
That's the one that Santa Maria just won. Mat four, this is Preston Bubash of Elizabeth Ford and Camden Beatty of Mount Union.
Good thing you're paying attention, because I was looking at the wrong screen. 3-2 up there, Camden Beatty and Preston Bubash.
That's what I'm here for, you know, that's all I can do.
Got to keep me straight.
Late reversal by Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley. 1:33 remaining in the third period in the fifth place bout. 47 seconds remaining in this championship bout between Keegan Bassett of Bishop McCourt and Max Dingus of Penns Valley.
Over here on mat one, we have Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley and Caleb Humble. Right now, Caleb Humble from Phillipsburg leading 4-2 with a minute 22 left in the batch.
Oh, and a stalling call on Dingus. That's his second. Gives Bassett now a 2-0 lead.
Coach wants to talk about that one.
That's a second stalling call on the Penns Valley wrestler. 121-pound final.
I think the coach just wants to see it called both ways on that one. But out of the way, Bassett leading by two with 20 seconds left in that championship bout. Anderchak and Hummel getting back at it. Hummel right now leading 5-2, 50 seconds left. Anderchak really needs to work to try to get a takedown here. And that'll be the final buzzer for the championship bout at 121. Keegan Bassett of Bishop McCourt will win by a decision of 2-0 over Max Dingus.
We'll go to 127 when we come back and recap 114 for you here on greensports.net and WJPA.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase band uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Roy Levy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Roy Levy Rentals has you covered. Roy Levy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Roy Levy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
All right, let's recap 114 pounds for you. The seventh place finisher heading to Hershey is Santino DiPaolo. DiPaolo of Forest Hills. Sixth place finisher from Penns Valley, the sophomore Evan Lazowski. Fifth place finisher from Everett, the sophomore Tucker Smith. Finishing fourth from West Branch, the freshman William Edwards. Highlands, Javion Chambers finishes third. Your runner-up is Chestnut Ridge's freshman Carter Ickes. And your 114-pound champion from Derry area is Patrick Baldrum. Now on the mats at 127 pounds, we have on Matt, number two in the championship bout, Dominic Deputy from Chestnut Ridge, and Cameron Baker from Burrell. On mat number one in the fifth place bout, Owen Luholz of Westmont Hilltop and Lucas Smith of Berlin Brothers Valley. Both of those bouts are scoreless.
Right now on mat number three at 127, we have Austin Kasanovich from Avonworth taking on Connor Myers of Penns Valley. Right now, Kasanovich has the edge, 3-0 in that bout. And over to mat four, we have Clayton Neely out of McGuffey taking on Caden Husick of Tussie Mountain. Right now, Clayton Neely is behind Husick, 3-0, working from bottom. That's seventh place match again. Win and you're in, lose and you go home. Let's see what Clayton Neely can do here. Neely trying to work up to a base. Has Husick on his back. Time runs out. Over here on mat number three, we've got Austin Kasanovich of Avonworth and Connor Myers of Penns Valley. It looks like Kasanovich is ahead in that one still, 3-0. Over here on mat number one, bout number 377, we have Lucas Smith of Berlin Brothers Valley taking on Owen Luholz of Westmont Hilltop. Right now, Smith has the edge over Luholz, 3-0. And over on mat number two, bout number 403, the championship bout, we have Cameron Baker from Burrell taking on Dominic Deputy of Chestnut Ridge. Deputy of Chestnut Ridge leading early, 3-0. And back up to Ely, still 3-0, working from neutral from the center. Husick takes a shot, misses. Ely bails. Husick with another shot. Ely trying to hip down, but Husick has that leg up high. If Ely can keep his balance, that's going to be tough for him, but he's going for that back ankle pick. But Ely's really trying to hip down, and he does, trying to get that crossface in to break off that leg that Husick has. And is very near getting away from him. He's trying to work across the body. Working hard for the takedown is Ely. He's right on the edge of the mat. He has Husick's leg, but can't do a whole lot with it because Husick's pretty much jammed up pretty good right on the edge there. Ely has a locked-in cradle, standing up, loses the head, and they are out of bounds. They'll come back to neutral.
End of the first period on mat number two in the championship bout. Dominic Deputy of Chestnut Ridge with a 3-0 lead over Cameron Baker of Burrell. On mat number one in the fifth place bout, Lucas Smith of Berlin Brothers Valley leads Owen Luholz of Westmont Hilltop 3-0.
Over on the third place bout of 127, we're in the third period with 1:45 left, and Austin Kasanovich from Avonworth is leading 5-0 over Connor Myers from Penns Valley. Back to Clayton Ely from McGuffey taking on Caden Husick of Tussie Mountain. Still trailing 3-0 in the second period. Ely and Husick trying to go back and forth here, trying to get position to make a good shot. We'll see what can happen. 12 seconds left in this second period. Push each other away, start circling around. Both athletes not wanting to make a mistake, trying to make sure they can secure their trip to Hershey. And that'll bring an end to that second period between Ely and Husick. Ely still trailing 3-0.
Deputy now with a 4-0 lead. Stalling call on Lucas Smith in the fifth place bout. 3-1, Smith leads.
Kasanovich from Avonworth over on mat number three for the third place. Wrestling Connor Myers of Penns Valley still leads 5-0. Right now, Clayton Neely's trying to put that crossface in to peel off the arm of Caden Husick out of Tussie Mountain. Trying to fend off that takedown, but he is unable to and gets taken down. And Husick will go up 6-0 over Clayton Neely with 1:31 left. It's getting tougher and tougher for the young man from McGuffey. But he's still working. You know those McGuffey boys, there's no quit in them. And they're out of bounds and they'll reset in the middle. Kasanovich from Avonworth is in a bad spot on the edge, but he's just trying to hold on for dear life, and he will take third place, a score 5-0 over Connor Myers of Penns Valley. Right now, back to match number or mat number four, Caden Husick and Clayton Ely from McGuffey. Ely trying his darndest to get away. 104 left in this match. He does get the escape point. It is 6-1 here with 104 left. Ely's got some work to be done. He goes in for a shot. Nothing going there. Feamed off by Husick. Hands to the head. Back and forth. Ely trying to shoot, but Husick sprawls out. Ely trying to maintain wrist control, going for a trip, trying to just do anything he can to bring Husick down to the mat. Over here on mat number two, we have our championship bout of 127. Dominic Deputy of Chestnut Ridge leading Cameron Baker of Burrell 4-0 going into the third. And over here on mat number one, Owen Luhaus of Westmont Hilltop and Lucas Smith of Berlin Brothers. Lucas Smith leading 7-1 over Owen Luhaus. Ely's time is starting to run out over there on mat number four. He's working, trying to get the underhooks in. We've got a stalling call on red, and that's going to lead to a point. We're at 6-2 right now, and Clayton Ely is just getting after him, trying to get that takedown. Husick, very defensive. Ely's trying to get those underhooks in, trying anything he can, trying to bring Husick down to the mat, circling around, and they are out of bounds, bringing him back to neutral in the middle with 12 seconds left. Ely goes in for a shot, blocked off by Husick. 9 seconds. Husick just doing everything he can to stay out of the way of Ely, and back out of bounds they go. 5 seconds. Two, one. And ladies and gentlemen, that'll bring an end to McGuffey sophomore Clayton Ely's season as he falls to Caden Husick by a score of 6-2. Husick will go to Hershey.
Lucas Smith of Berlin Brothers Valley with an 11-6 lead on Owen Luhaus of Westmont Hilltop. He's going to take fifth place. Luhaus will take sixth. And in the championship bout, still a 4-0 lead for Dominic Deputy. He's on top here with just under a minute remaining in this third period. We'll get you the final on that one. We'll recap 121 and we'll move on to 133 when we come back here on greensports.net and WJPA.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Dominic Deputy takes care of business at 127 pounds. He's your winner. Despite giving up a late reversal to Cameron Baker, Dominic Deputy finishes first at 127, and Cameron Baker will come home runner-up. Let's recap 121 pounds for you. The seventh-place finisher and qualifier for Hershey is the District 7 champion from Elizabeth Forward, Preston Boobash. Sixth-place finisher out of Quaker Valley is Bruce Anderchak. Recapping 121 pounds again, at fifth place is Caleb Hummel from Phillipsburg, Osceola. Finishing in fourth place from Chestnut Ridge, Garrett Wyant. Finishing in third, Dakota Santa Maria from Tussey Mountain. Your runner-up was Max Dings from Penns Valley. And your 121-pound champion from Bishop McCourt, Keegan Bassett. We move on to 133 pounds. Only local wrestler on the mats for 133 pounds will be Lucas Barr from McGuffey, wrestling in the third place bout. Up on mat number two at 133 pounds in the championship will be Gano of Bald Eagle and Austin Carfley of Bishop McCourt. on mat number one in the fifth place bout, Camden Olson of Derry and Brady Kostick of Richland.
In the seventh place bout on mat number four, we have Ace Foster of Phillipsburg taking on Austin Bernash of Chestnut Ridge. And on mat three in the third place bout, we have Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley taking on Lucas Barr of McGuffey. Still scoreless 30 seconds into the match.
We'll have a bunch coming up at 1:39. Three local wrestlers on the mats at the same time. That's our most crowded weight class here in this final session.
Carlisle gets a, I don't want to say a cheap because I know he worked for it, but he got a takedown right on the edge of the mat against Lucas Barr McGuffey, taking up 3-0 with 15 seconds left in this period. Barr takes bottom, working his way to neutral, and he gets the escape point. It is 1-3 in favor of Carlisle over Barr out of McGuffey, circling in the middle with 3 seconds left in the first period going into the second.
Did have a forfeit on mat number one in the fifth place bout, so we'll have to take a look at who got the forfeit.
Over here in the championship bout, bout number 404 at the 133-pound weight class, Tanner Gano of Bald Eagle area, taking on Austin Parfley of Bishop McCourt. Right now, it is still tied 0-0 in that championship bout. Going back to mat number three, Lucas Barr taking on Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley. Barr from McGuffey, 142 left in that second period. Barr has been pretty dominant here on top this period, but hasn't been able to work a tilt quite yet. 135 left in the second. He has that arm in tight waist, but really nothing going with it. And he cuts him loose. Going to extend that lead for Carlisle up 4-1 over Lucas Barr.
Tanner Gano of Bald Eagle and Austin Carfley of Bishop McCourt still scoreless as they begin the second period in the championship bout. Seventh place bout, Austin Bernash of Chestnut Ridge gets an escape and goes up 4-1 on Ace Foster of Phillipsburg Osceola.
Lucas Barr over here being pretty aggressive and going on the offensive, trying to get those shots in, trying to wear down his opponent. But Carlisle has the same idea. They go out of bounds. Barr had that crossface in. He wasn't going to get that takedown either way, but they are out back at neutral in center mat. Barr and Carlisle. Barr out of McGuffey, Carlisle out of Penns Valley. Ear to ear, elbow to elbow, trying to find some sort of alley to shoot. Get that takedown is Barr, but he's being blocked out pretty effectively by Eric Carlisle. 32 seconds left in that second period. Over on mat number four for that seventh place bout. Bout again, winning your in, Ace Foster and Austin Bernash. 7-3 in favor of Bernash from Chestnut Ridge.
And the championship out, Austin Carfley had gotten an escape, but Tanner Gano takes advantage and gets him back down to the mat with a takedown. A 3-1 advantage now for Tanner Gano of Bald Eagle in the 133-pound final.
Nate, it's pretty safe to say, I would think, that if the crowd is getting through on the mic here, that's because they are cheering against the Bishop McCourt. We're surrounded by Huntington faithful.
That has been fun to watch.
It has been. It's a nice little dynamic. Barr takes bottom to take the third period here. Down 4-1. Needs to work up and out here. Might want to try to hit a reverse, but he gets back up to neutral. No points awarded yet. There it is. 4-2, 1:49 left. Meaning that if Barr can get a takedown, he's going to make this really interesting with Carlisle in this third place finish. Oh, he got that leg. He's got it. Oh, he's got to be careful, though. He's going backwards. Barr has that leg. Can he secure that takedown? Carlisle's doing everything he can to get out of bounds. He gets the takedown right on the edge of the mat, just like Carlisle did at the end of the first. And that puts Barr up 5-4 with 1:26 left in this third period.
Nice job by Barr to hang on to that leg.
Yeah, there was two toes inside that circle, and they were both Lucas Barr's.
Running injury time on mat four for the seventh place bout. Ace Foster has the injury time running, trailing 11-3.
Barr back in action. Takes Carlisle back down to the mat. He tried to get an escape there. but it's not going. Carlisle's up to a good base, but Barr's got to work everything he can. He works back around in front. Escape point not granted yet because Barr has that leg tight up between the crotch, and he's given a stalling on Green. I wouldn't know why, but he took him back down to the mat. No points awarded, just a warning on Barr. Barr trying to work across, trying to break down that base that Carlisle's trying to build up. And they are out back to the center, working neutral. Back over here on mat two, Tanner Gonneau and Austin Carfley. Right now, Gonneau from Bald Eagle area is still leading 4-1 over Austin Carfley of Bishop McCourt. Back to Barr from McGuffey up here on mat three, doing everything he can to ride out these last 38 seconds, not give up this escape. He's got to be careful, though. He's been called for stalling once. He can't do it twice. And Carlisle gets that escape and will bring that score tied back 5-5. Carlisle shoots. Barr tries to work his way around. Carlisle not in a good spot. Barr's got hand under chin and pushing on Carlisle, trying to make him work. And they're going back to the center with 16 seconds left in the third period. I would think that Barr is going to try to amp it up here, and he is trying to just work against Carlisle. 8 seconds left. Carlisle tries to shimmy him over, not effective. One, and this match is going into sudden victory. Over here on mat number two, Tanner Gonneau and Austin Carfley. Carfley from Bishop McCourt, Gonneau from Bald Eagle area. Gonneau still has that 3-point lead, 4-1 with 1:23 left in the match. Carlisle attempts a shot, but he is defended away by Lucas Barr. Barr trying to work inside, trying to shoot himself. Carlisle goes for the shot, makes Barr, gets a better underhook, and they're out of bounds, bringing him back to neutral in the center. 38 seconds left in this sudden victory.
By the way, in the fifth place bout in the forfeit, Camden Olson is your winner. Brady Kostick finishes sixth with the forfeit to Olson.
Over on mat number four in the 133-pound seventh place match, Ace Foster from Phillipsburg taking on Austin Bernash of Chestnut Ridge.
Shot in on Barr. Barr in trouble.
Barr's in trouble, but he might be able to tight waist himself out of it, but he's got to keep his feet behind him or he's going to get taken down here, or he can pull him out. Either way works, but he's got to be careful. He's got that opposite foot. He's making it hard on Carlisle to get it, and they are out of bounds. Oh. 3 seconds left in that sudden victory, and Barr got out of it over here on mat number four.
Pin.
Looks like we have a pin.
Austin Bernash of Chestnut Ridge with a fall over Ace Foster of Phillipsburg Osceola to head to Hershey. Time of the fall comes at 3:37.
All right. Barr, Carlisle going into the tiebreaker periods. Referees tell him, I want to see some wrestling, and I want to see some wrestling too. Ladies and gentlemen, I will give you one guess as to what just happened based on the crowd noise here, and that is in the first place match, Tanner Gonneau of Bald Eagle. Decision over Austin Carfley of Bishop McCourt, 4-2. Barr working on top there on mat number three. Still 5-5, 13 seconds left in this tiebreaker period. 5 seconds. Barr and Carlisle going at it here. And we'll go into this second tiebreaker. And Barr is asking for injury time.
Run that injury clock while we have a moment. We will recap 127 pounds for you. Seventh place finisher out of Tussey Mountain, headed to Hershey, the freshman, Caden Husick. Sixth place finisher from Westmont Hilltop is Owen Lujas. Finishing in fifth from Berlin Brothers Valley is Lucas Smith. Connor Myers takes home fourth from Penns Valley. Third place finisher is Austin Kosanovic from Avonworth. The runner-up, Cameron Baker out of Burrell, the senior. And your 127-pound champion out of District 5, Dominic Deputy.
All right, injury time stops. Barr and Carlisle are back at it. If Barr can get an escape here, that would do well in his favor in this 30-second tiebreaker period. Barr building up that base off the whistle. Gets both feet underneath it. Right now, Carlisle is holding off to the side. He is not in a good spot. Barr could get an escape here. He's back to neutral. 1 point given to Barr. Goes up 6-5, 17 seconds left. Barr's got to be able to hold him off here. Can't let Carlisle get a shot. Carlisle shoots, but Barr sprawls on top. Gets the underhooks in, and we're down to 4 seconds. It's going to be tough for Carlisle to get this takedown here. 2-1. And ladies and gentlemen, Lucas Barr of McGuffey defeats Eric Carlisle of Penns Valley with a score 6-5, going all the way for third place.
Barr takes third, Carlisle fourth. We'll go to 139 pounds when we come back on greensportsnot.net and WJPA.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
We head to 139 pounds, and our first local wrestler in a championship bout is on the mats. Drake McClure of Bentworth taking on Trip Watson of Penns Valley. They're 20 seconds in to the first period, and a takedown right there for Drake McClure. He goes up 3-0. On mat one in the fifth place bout, also a local wrestler, Carter Cadis of Burkittstown taking on Trendon Willie of Chestnut Ridge.
And over here on mat number four in the 139 seventh place match, we have Michael McNeil from Derry area taking on Aiden Solar of Claysburg Kimmel. And in the third place match, we have Mason Wright of Beth Center taking on Owen McMullen of Bishop McCourt. 0-0 after the first period.
Drake McClure trying to drive into the hips of Trip Watson. Can't quite get him over yet.
Yeah, Drake's been kind of running the show on this match thus far, but he's really trying to secure that cradle.
All three Washington County wrestlers at 139 pounds that are on the mats right now have already clinched a spot in Hershey. They're just trying to improve their seating.
Mason Wright up here on mat number three taking on Owen McMullen from Bishop McCourt. McMullen of McCourt is up 1-0 with 1:41 left in that period.
And McClure's got the tilt.
Yes, he does, and Trip, he got the pin.
Got it. Trip Watson in trouble, and Drake McClure finishes it off. A 139-pound champion here at the Southwest Regional. Jake McClure gets the fall in just 1 minute and 41 seconds.
Over here on mat number one, we have Trendon Willie of Chestnut Ridge taking on Carter Cadis of Burkittstown. And right now, Cadis has the small edge, 1-0, 1:36 left in the second period. Going back over to mat number three, Mason Wright of Beth Center taking on Owen McMullen of Bishop McCourt. That score is still 1-0 in favor of the man from McCourt. Wright and McMullen locked up in the center, trying to best they can. McMullen has the wrist of Wright. Wright has the head and neck of McMullen. We can see, let's see who gets the advantage here. And McMullen gets a huge takedown right there, just spins around lightning fast on Wright, goes up 4-0. Down here on mat number one, we have Carter Cadis of Burkittstown still in the lead, 1-0, 53 seconds left in that first period over Trendon Willie of Chestnut Ridge.
You know, that 139-pound championship out there between Drake McClure and Trip Watson was the 4-seed versus the 7-seed. The 1-seed, Owen McMullen, is wrestling for third right now. He has that 4-0 advantage over Mason Wright in the second period. And then the District 5 champion is Willie, who's wrestling for fifth place. And the WPIL champion who beat Drake McClure in the championships is Michael McNeil from Derry, who's wrestling for his Hershey life right now in the seventh place bout.
Wow. Yeah, wrestling, man, it is one of the oldest and best sports for a reason. Because it's one-on-one, it's time-on-time, it's the best man on that day.
End of the second period for Mason Wright of Beth Center, trailing Owen McMullen of Bishop McCourt 4-0.
Has 2 minutes, does Wright to get after it over here on mat number four. We have Solar of Claysburg Kimmel taking on McNeil of Derry area.
Late takedown in the end of the second period for Carter Cadis of Burkittstown, looking for a fifth place finish. Now has a 4-0 lead on Trendon Willie of Chestnut Ridge.
Over here on mat number three, we have McMullen shooting in on Mason Wright. Mason Wright of Best Center has that leg, making it difficult for McMullen to finish off that takedown, doing everything he can to stop him from getting those 3 points, try to keep it close here with 1:23 left. That way he doesn't have so far to go. But McMullen's starting to creep up through the crotch, and if he can shake Wright down, he's going to get this takedown with 1:16. We'll see what can happen, and Wright's in a bad spot. He's right on his back. So McMullen's going to get the takedown, and he's got a tilt on right now. Wright doing everything he can. He's got his hips in the wrong direction. Oh, there he goes to flip him over, but McMullen's sinking it in, toes in the ground, chest to chest, shoulders to shoulders, and he's pushing. And he's going to be able to wiggle out, get off of his back and belly out, but not before McMullen of McCourt gets those 3 back points.
Yeah, McMullen, District 6 champion, 33-8 coming into this tournament.
Cadis,
a couple of wins and a loss as well.
Cadis over here on mat 1 still holds that 4-1 lead with 1 minute left in the match. Still pushing the issue, trying to get a takedown here, trying to make it seal it up. And they're circling, and he tries to whip him back around the opposite way. And they're into the scorer's table. Back to center. We have injury time out here on mat number 4.
Final 10 seconds for Mason Wright. Owen McMullen going to take third place. Mason Wright of Beth Center will finish this regional tournament with a fourth place spot. He's headed to Hershey. Final there, major decision for McMullen, 11-0.
He got that escape right there at the end. Give him credit for that escape. It'll be 11-1. Over here on mat number 4, we're 1:23 left in this third period with McNeil of Derry area up on Solar, 4-1, 1:16 and counting. Cadis from Burkittstown still holding on to that 3-point lead right now over Trenton Willie of Chestnut Ridge. And these two are wrestling good, almost took out the scorer's table, did the referee. These two are all over the place. Cadis of Burkittstown, Willie of Chestnut Ridge, 2-1. And the match is over. Cadis will take fifth place here at the PIAA Southwest Regional in Altoona, defeating Trendon Willie of Chestnut Ridge, Cadis out of Burkittstown.
Just one bout left here at 139 pounds. It's the seventh place Hershey qualifier bout. Michael McNeil of Derry with a 7-1 lead over Aiden Soler of Claysburg Kimmel. 20 seconds left in that bout. Michael McNeil in control over there as well. Final 15 seconds. Looks like McNeil will finish out in seventh place and head to Hershey. We'll step aside. When we come back, we'll recap 133 pounds, and we'll look at 145 pounds here from Altoona at the PIAA Southwest 2A Regional on greensports.net and WJPA.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
The Claysville Area Business Association is proud to support the McGuffey Highlanders. Stay warm this winter and mark your calendars for upcoming spring events in Highlander Country. The National Pike Festival, the weekend of May 16th and 17th, and the brand new Claysville Area Farmers Market will open in June and run monthly through October. The Claysville area is on a winning streak thanks to teamwork, community pride, and a commitment to excellence. Go Highlanders!
All right, let's recap 133 pounds for you. Your seventh place finisher and headed to Hershey from Chestnut Ridge is Austin Bernash. Sixth place, Brady Kostick of Richland. Fifth place from Derry, Camden Olson. Fourth place finisher is Eric Carlisle from Penns Valley. Finishing in third from McGuffey, Lucas Barr. Your runner-up from Bishop McCourt is Austin Carfley. And your 133-pound champion is Tanner Ganeau. Now on the mats at 145 pounds in the championship bout, Bo Bassett from Bishop McCourt, a 6-2 lead over Caden Judas of Bald Eagle. On mat number one in the fifth place bout at 145 pounds, William McNeil of Derry has a 3-0 lead on Avery Gable of Phillipsburg Osceola.
And over here on mat number three at the 145-pound third place match, we've got Joseph Garshnick of United taking on Julian Bertucci of Borough. And now our focus will be on Caleb Patton from Washington taking on Brendan Sharp from Myersdale. And he's already out to a 3-0 lead going into the second period. And he's been the dominator. And I don't want to say the dominator. He's been driving the boat, so to speak, on this match thus far.
Caleb Patton trying to be the 12th local wrestler from Washington or Greene counties to make it to Hershey.
Yeah, no pressure or anything. But, hey, if you win, you're in. If you lose, it's going to be a long ride back to Washington.
Our listening area, 1-for-2 in these seventh place bouts to make it to Hershey. Winner in Hanning at 107 from Jefferson Morgan, and McGuffey's Ely losing at 127.
Brendan Sharp got the reverse on Patton, bringing the score 3-2, 109 left in that second period. Right now, Sharp trying to put those legs in. Patton trying to shimmy him over top. He's got a good base underneath him. He might just do well, just try to stand up. But that's not so easy when you got legs in on you, as Brendan Sharp from Myersdale does have on Patton. But Sharp is getting a little high. If Patton could work him up over the top, he would do well. But it looks like he's just trying to sit back through it. Might try to switch it that way. Up to a base is Patton. And Sharp just jumps on his back. Potentially dangerous. Bringing him back to the middle.
Bo Bassett. Everybody knows how good Bo Bassett is if you follow wrestling. 36-0 coming into this tournament. Another couple of wins here today. This should be win number 40 on the season for him. The District 6 champion. Putting on a clinic in the finals. 15-4 over Bald Eagles. Caden Judas in the final championship bout.
But now, give Judas some credit. We are currently in the second period of the Bassett match, and he doesn't get that very often.
Goes for a takedown, but out of bounds.
Right now, we've got Caleb Patton from Washington bellied out with 11 seconds down, or up 3-2 against Brendan Sharp from Myersdale, trying to work that base. Very sound wrestling is Caleb Patton right now of Washington. And they will run out of time, bringing up the third period. Caleb Patton up 3-2.
Another takedown for Bassett, looking for some back points here if he can get Judas back over.
Over here on
work a half.
Over here on mat number three, we've got Joseph Garshnick taking on Julian Pertusi of Burrell. Right now, Garshnick of United has a 4-1 lead into the third with 1:45 left in that. And Sharp brings Patton back down to the mat hard. Patton trying to work his way back up. Still ahead, 3-2 in this final period.
There's your Tech Fall, Bo Bassett, your 145-pound champion. Tech Fall at 343 over Caden Judas of Bald Eagle area, 21-6 the final.
Caleb Patton gets the escape, increases his lead by two with 1:32 left. But he's going to need to work here, try not to do anything silly, get himself into a bad spot. Sharp just tried pushing him through, but Sharp being a little overzealous. Patton right now has the neck and head reaching back for the leg right on the edge of the mat. The only thing in is the very tiptoes of Patton, and they are calling him out, bringing him back to neutral in the center.
On mat number one in the fifth place bout, William McNeil of Derry with a 7-0 lead over Avery Gable of Phillipsburg. That's with 5 seconds left in the second period.
Patton of Washington trying to hold off for these last 62 seconds. Currently up 4-2 over Sharp from Myersdale. Sharp not really being the aggressor here, but Patton gets the underhooks in. Fully extended are both wrestlers, not wanting to give up that takedown. Legs all the way back. They're ear to ear, but their feet are about 8 feet apart. Sharp goes for the takedown. Blocked off by Patton, and they're out of bounds toward the scores table, and they'll be brought back to center. Bertucci of Burl still trailing. Joseph Garshnick of United, 7-2, 30 seconds left in that bout. Patton of Washington circling. Sharp goes in for the shot. Blocked off. Sharp tries to pull him by. No go. Patton too good for that. Patton's getting this underhook in. Sharp's definitely being the aggressor. And Sharp's going to get a takedown. He's going to get three. Go up 7-2 with 5 seconds remaining.
Wait, who had the takedown?
Not Sharp. Patton. Sorry.
Patton got the takedown.
And Patton
okay.
has punched his ticket to Hershey.
You scared me. I'm like, I'm watching this. I think that was Caleb.
Yeah. Imagine the confusion everyone outside who's not watching it. Good thing you got me there. But yes, Patton from Washington punches his ticket. We still have action over here on mat three for this third place bout. About 3 seconds. And Joseph Garshnick of United is going to win 7-2 over Julian Pertusi of Burl.
Final 30 seconds here in the fifth place bout. William McNeil of Derry with an 8-3 lead over Avery Gable of Phillipsburg. Seconds remaining there. McNeil and Gable roll out of bounds. They'll go back to wrestling neutral at the middle with 16 seconds left. McNeil in control there. We'll head to a break. When we come back, we'll recap 139 pounds, and we'll head to 152 pounds here on greensports.net and on WJPA.
Since 1978, Quality Quick Printing has been a single source for all your business, organization, and corporate printing needs. A full-service digital document solution center, high-speed digital copying, large format, design and finishing, direct mail services, and so much more. Call their print solutions specialist to help with your next project, 724-225-9427, or visit qualquick.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Let's recap your 139-pound winners here from Altoona at the 2A Southwest Regional. Taking the final qualifying spot for Hershey from Derry, the freshman, Michael McNeil. Finishing sixth from Chestnut Ridge, Trendon Willie. Your fifth place finisher is Carter Cadis of Burgettstown. Finishing in fourth from Beth Center, the senior, Mason Wright. In third place from Bishop McCourt, Owen McMullen. Your 139-pound runner-up from Penns Valley is Tripp Watson. And your 139-pound champion, from District 7 from Washington County, the Bentworth Bearcat, Drake McClure. We head to 152 pounds, two local wrestlers on the mats. One of them is Logan Noyes from Burkittstown. He races in the races. He will wrestle in the seventh place bout. He trails Dawson Schaefer of Berlin Brothers Valley right now, 3-0. The other is Victor Bonus. He's on mat number one in the fifth place bout. Already has clinched a spot at Hershey. He's scoreless right now with Liam Jones of Burl. On mat number two, Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward and Jonah Erdley of Fraser are squaring off in the 152-pound final.
Well, I would tell you who's on mat number three. Looks like it's supposed to be Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt and Dawson Lomason of Bald Eagle area. But I can assure you those are not the gentlemen out there right now, so we'll have to wait and see what happened there.
Jackson Butler wins by forfeit of Bishop McCourt.
Nate.
Or win by forfeit or by pin. That might have been just a quick pin.
I can't tell if there was wrestling going on or not. I was watching the medal stand. Seeing Drake McClure getting medaled by Coach Mike down there. Boy from Bentworth, Washington County, taking home gold.
Might have been a quick pin if it wasn't a forfeit. Go right back now, and look in a second.
Yeah, right now Victor Bonus up there on mat number one, taking on Liam Jones of Burl. Bonus and McGuffey, that's tied up 0-0 right now. 20 seconds into that second period. And up on mat number four in the seventh place bout, we have Logan Noyes out of Burkittstown trailing Dawson Schaefer of Berlin Brothers Valley. Burkittstown trying to get a wrestler there.
It was a forfeit, by the way. Jackson Butler of Bishop McCourt wins by forfeit. Dawson Lomason will take fourth place out of Bald Eagle. That's at 152 pounds.
Over on mat number two in the 152-pound final, we have Jonah Erdely from Fraser taking on Lucas Boyer, and they're all tied up 0-0 in the second 10 seconds in.
Bonus gets an escape point here with 1:20 to go in the second period. Wrestling in this fifth place bout for McGuffey.
Noyes from Burkittstown still trailing 3-0 with 31 seconds left in that second period to Dawson Schaefer of Berlin Brothers Valley.
Shot it on the leg. Liam Jones fights it off and counters. We'll take Victor Bonus down to the mat and get a takedown. 3-1. And we're going to have blood.
Yep, we got some blood down there. There's no doubt about that one.
Very quickly, lots of blood for Liam Jones of Burl. Bonus had gone in on a single leg. Jones fought it off and countered and took Bonus back the other way. And he went down to the mat hard with him. Got the takedown, but comes back up bleeding. Blood time running there.
Going into the third period up there on mat four is still Dawson Schaefer of Berlin Brothers Valley. 3 over Logan Noyes, 0 from Burkittstown. And Burkittstown will take top. Very similar singlets up there.
Yeah.
But that white stripe gives away Burkittstown.
Championship bout, Jonah Erdely from Fraser still with a 1-0 lead over Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward. This is at 152.
Noyes from Burkittstown working on top right at the edge of the mat. Still down 3-0 in this match. 1 minute and 40 seconds left, meaning that he is running out of time. He's got to work something here. Schaefer has a really good base. Noyes is going to have to do something to work that down. Chop that arm, get across, and there he goes with that. Noyes gets the arm across, gets that shoulder, trying to work for a tilt. Can't get it. And Schaefer comes back neutral. No escape point yet. Noyes has not given up control, and he is still working him, trying to work that tilt. Has a crossbody on him underneath. Has the underhook let go of that crossbody. But Schaefer has that leg, and he eventually cuts him loose, lets him up. And it is 4-0 in favor of Schaefer from Berlin Brothers Valley.
End of the second period in the championship out at 152 pounds. Jonah Erdely of Fraser with a 1-0 lead on Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward. Boyer will start this third period on the bottom.
Bonus down by one here. Still has a full period and a half to go.
Yeah, got another escape now. 3-2 the score. 18 seconds to go in the second period there for Victor Bonus of McGuffey in the fifth place bout.
Noise from Burkittstown up there on mat four, still working to try to get something against Schaefer from Berlin Brothers Valley, but he is running out of time. Down 4:30 seconds left. He's got to work something here. Takedown, try to get some back points.
Bonus was just going in for a shot there and runs out of time. End of the second period, but now blood time once again for Liam Jones.
15 seconds remaining on Logan Noyes' season if he can't get 4 points here. Schaefer being very defensive. Noyes slapping the headgear, trying to get something, some kind of movement here, and he's going to go down 2-1. And ladies and gentlemen, with that buzzer, that'll bring an end to Logan Noyes' season. The Burkittstown senior will not be going to Hershey this year. Drops the decision 4-0 to Dawson Schaefer. Erdely and Boyer tied up into the third, 51 seconds left to determine the champion at 152 pounds.
Oh, and boy, look at Victor Bonus. He tosses Liam Jones to the mat.
And he's going to get that takedown. But there is all kinds of blood everywhere.
More blood.
Yeah. Bonus was trying to work for that tilt.
Did they give him the takedown?
They have to give him the takedown. He took him down. He had control. There's no way.
I think Bonus started this period on top. I think he was returning him to the mat there.
Oh, okay.
Looked like it was going to be a takedown, but I think Liam Jones had gotten up to his feet.
All right, still 3-2 then in favor of Jones.
We'll see. There was no takedown awarded. Back over here in the championship bout. Just 12 seconds remaining in the third period. Tied at 1 still. Boyer of Elizabeth Forward and Erdely of Frazier at 152 pounds. They're going to go to sudden victory. As Victor Bonus will go back to restart this third period on top of a minute 40 remaining, trailing 3-2.
We've got a rematch brewing up here on mat number 3.
Oh, yeah.
Palco and Ipsic. Can't wait for that match there. As Bonus is trying to work him right on the edge of the mat.
Had a hold of that right leg.
Right leg, head right into the rib cage, trying to suitcase him up a little bit, cannot, gets him out of bounds.
Sudden victory here between Erdely and Boyer, and they come out of bounds. A stalling call on Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward. They go back to the middle of the mat, wrestling neutral.
Still cleaning up some blood over here on mat one.
Boyer trying to get at the legs. Erdely avoiding him. Erdely trying to circle around. Trying to get a piece of the leg. They're at the edge of the mat, and they're out of bounds again.
Minute 14. Bonus has to try to get something working here. But Jones from Burl has a great base about him. But Bonus is grabbing that leg, trying to ride him over. But he's going to probably take him out of bounds here if he can't do anything. He's telling him he needs to get him to work.
Oh, they just awarded an escape point to Liam Jones. Bonus has got to go for the takedown now. 50 seconds remaining in the third.
Yeah, Bonus cut him loose because he knew he wasn't going to be able to turn him over right there. Hoping for a takedown here. Try to get those three for the takedown.
We go to tiebreakers in the championship out here at 152. Final 35 seconds of the third period between Jones and Bonus.
Bonus has the crotch. Jones just comes up out from it. Bonus not able to get that takedown, but he's working. He's pushing hard.
And a stall call on Jones. There was a caution on Erdely, too, by the way, in the start of the first tiebreaker period.
Bonus from McGuffey has to get this takedown here. He's going to be pushing hard.
Final 10 seconds. Goes in on a shot.
Jones just keeps working backwards. Even if they do award a stalling point, it won't matter here. 4 seconds left. Bonus is trying, but Jones is hip down.
Escape point awarded to Jonah Erdely of Frazier in the first tiebreaker period.
And second, Bonus will drop his decision. Sorry about that.
Don't be sorry at all. Victor Bonus will finish sixth. Liam Jones will finish fifth. Still waiting for the championship bout. Jonah Early of Frazier here at 152 pounds. Going into the second tiebreaker period, now has a 2-1 lead on Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward. Boyer trying to get up to his feet here. Early hanging on to the right leg, has his arm draped around the right hip. Has not been able to get free, has Boyer yet. Early brings Boyer back down to the mat. They go out of bounds with 7 seconds remaining. Boyer has to be quick here. Jonah Erdley, the District 7 champion, the number one seed at 152 pounds. Boyer, the sixth seed. And with 5 seconds remaining, Erdley hanging onto that right leg, flips over Boyer, and that'll be the end of the tiebreaker period. The second one, and Jonah Erdley will be your 152-pound champion, a 2-1 decision in tiebreakers. Erdley takes number one. Lucas Boyer will finish this Southwest Regional the runner-up. Step aside. When we come back, we'll recap 145 pounds, and we'll go to 160 pounds here on WJPA and greensports.net.
I'm Mia Hinkins. Welcome to Buell Hall, home of Waynesburg University's Department of Communication. If you visit our campus, you'll have the opportunity to attend some comm classes, enjoy lunch with our students, and watch us in action. We hope to see you here soon at Waynesburg University.
To schedule your personal visit, go to waynesburg.edu/admissions/schedule-visit. Come grow with us at Waynesburg University.
All right, the bout we've all been waiting for here at 160 pounds, the third place bout, Owen Ivsick and Alec Palko. Ivsick of Bentworth, Palko of Jefferson Morgan.
Seizing each other up here, they know each other very well. Ivsick last week dropped a decision to Palko in the WPIL championship, and he's looking a little bit for a revenge tour here to take third here in Altoona. Two very good hard-nosed wrestlers on the mat. Very different styles of wrestling, but it should be a good one nonetheless. Tied 0-0, 21 seconds left in this first period. Palko's over top, Ivsick's underneath. Still on their feet.
Ivsick won in a dual meet back in December. Ivsick won in the sectionals on February 14th in WPIL. And then it was Palko who had an 11-4 decision in the District 7 Championship semifinals.
Palko took a shot there with 10 seconds left. He got all the way in on that leg. He had that leg as deep as you can get it. But I'll tell you, that tight waist that Ivsick had on him was not letting him get that takedown. They go 0-0 into the second period. Over here on mat number four, we have Nate Mack from Penn Cambria and Mason Van Allman from Tyrone.
Mat number one is Doug McKim of Huntington and Matt Dana of Quaker Valley. Matt Dana has a 3-0 lead at the end of the first period. That's for fifth place.
Ivsick gets the reversal here. Ends up cutting Palko loose. 2-1 right now in favor of Ivsick over Palko. Ivsick of Bentworth, Palko of Jefferson Morgan. Ivsick, no, Palko lost his red ankle tape there, and they're bringing him back to center. Circling each other up here, Ivsick and Palko. One from Greene County, one from Washington County. Ivsick takes a shot, he's got it in deep. Palko is trying to save for dear life to keep that head down. But if Ivsick can shimmy up through the legs here, he's going to be able to get this takedown on Palko. But Palko has that tight waist holding on for dear life, completely upside down back there. And Palko working down to the side, trying to get that tight waist. Palko also has that foot of Ivsick making it tough. But Ivsick is trying to work up on Palko. And 55 seconds left in the second period. Ivsick working for this takedown, but Palko is not giving up easily. And Palko's going to have to bail out here, and he does. Palko bellies out. Ivsick gets the takedown. Ivsick goes up 5-1 with 42 left in the period. On the edge of the mat, both wrestlers are out. They'll come back to center.
In the championship bout, Melvin Miller of Bishop McCourt has a 7-1 lead on Ewan Olson of Derry. That's with 1:45 to go in the second period. Fifth place bout, Doug McKim of Huntington trails Matt Dan of Quaker Valley, 7-0. Minute to go in the second there. And in the seventh place bout, Mason Van Allman of Tyrone leads Nate Mack of Penn Cambria. I'm sorry, Penn Cambria's Nate Mack leads Mason Van Allman 4-3.
5-2 here, 22 seconds left in the second period. Both wrestlers on their feet, trying to garner position. Ifsic is up and over that arm of Palko. See what he can do with that, trying to get wrist control on the other side. Are both wrestlers. Palko's got the underhook, trying to work around the side. Palko shoots. Is he going to be able to take Ifsic down? Ifsic has that tight waist, and he runs out of time. Going into the third period, Ifsic of Bentworth, 5-2 over Palko of Jefferson. And Palko will take down to start the third. Ifsic's going to let Palko up, coming out, and he goes for the shot immediately. Palko blocks him off, has the underhook in on Ifsic. Really close to out of bounds here, and they're crawling out back to center. Still 5-2 in favor of Bentworth's Ifsic.
Melvin Miller of Bishop McCourt putting on a clinic here at 160 pounds. The number one overall seed, up 16-5 on Olson of Derry. Looking for the tech fall.
20 seconds into this third period between Ifsic and Palko. Really sizing each other up. 2-point match right now. Palko trails Ifsic 5-3 with 90 seconds left in the match.
Melvin Miller, your 160-pound champion from Bishop McCourt. Tech fall 21-5 over Olson of Derry. Time of the tech fall comes at 3:39.
Ifsic and Palko going back and forth, trying to figure out who can get the best shot here. Little hand fighting going on, and Ifsic goes in on the shot. Has that back cheek of Palko, but he's not going to be able to hold on to the leg. Palko tries to snatch the leg from Ifsic, can't do it. And they're back at neutral, 55 seconds left.
A fall in the seventh place bout. At 4:08. Mason Van Allman of Tyrone, who is trailing 7-4. Mason Van Allman takes seventh place and will head to Hershey.
Palko's in a bad spot here. Goes in for a shot, tries to roll out of it, unable to. Ifsic rolling around, but Palko has that leg of Ifsic, not giving him the takedown yet. And they're just kind of stalemated right there, and they're going to call it. Both wrestlers back on their feet, 27 seconds left. 5-3 in favor of Bentworth's Ifsic over Jefferson Morgan's Palko. 20 seconds left. If Palko wants to get anything going here, he's going to shoot, and he does. Ifsic gets that tight waist on. He is tight around. Palko is driving. If he gets those legs up and over, he's going to get the takedown here. Ifsic cannot let go. If Ifsic lets go and bails out, Palko is going to win this match. Oh, he's got the leg up and over. Is he going to be able to get the takedown? They're not giving it to him yet. And no, time runs out on Palko. Referees are going to talk about it here. See if Palko got that takedown or not. Shaking his head. No, Palko did not get that takedown. And ladies and gentlemen, Owen Ifsic of Bentworth wins by decision 5-3 over Jefferson Morgan's Alec Palko.
That's for third place. What a bout there between those two. They've seen each other, for the fourth time this year? Third time in the last month. Tremendous job by Owen Ifsic to take the third spot away. On mat number one, final there, Matt Dana of Quaker Valley takes the fifth spot. Doug McKinn of Huntington will finish sixth, a 7-2 decision there for Dana. We'll go to 172 pounds when we come back here on greensports.net and WJPA.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patricic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
All right, lots of recapping to do here. We've got three weight classes to go through to recap, but I also want to report a couple of things. Number one, for our Washington County listeners, specifically from the Canonsburg area, the Lady Big Macs have just won the Class 6A girls basketball title at the Peterson Event Center. Congratulations to our Lady Big Macs. Also, update for our West Greene fans, Josie Mason is headed to Hershey. Finished third at 136 pounds in the girls' regional here this evening. So congratulations to Josie Mason. Let's recap 145 pounds for you. The seventh place finisher and headed to Hershey from Wash High, it's Caleb Patton. In sixth place from Phillipsburg Osceola, Avery Gable. Fifth place finisher is William McNeil from Derry. In fourth place from Burrell, Julian Bertusi. Joseph Garshnick took home third from United. The runner-up, Caden Judas of Bald Eagle, and your 145-pound champion, who other but Bo Bassett of Bishop McCourt. At 152 pounds, your seventh-place finisher in Hershey qualifier, Dawson Schaefer of Berlin Brothers Valley. Victor Bonus of McGuffey finishes sixth. The fifth-place finisher from Burrell is Liam Jones. Bringing home fourth was Dawson Lomason of Bald Eagle. The third-place finisher from Bishop McCourt, Jackson Butler. The runner-up, Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward, and your 152-pound champion, Jonah Erdley of Fraser. At 160 pounds, your seventh-place finisher, Mason Van Allman, with a late pin out of Tyrone. Sixth-place finisher from Huntington, the freshman, Doug McKim. In fifth place, Matt Dana from Quaker Valley. Bringing home fourth was Jefferson Morgan from Alec Palco, bested by Bentworth's Owen Ipsick in third. The runner-up, Ewan Olson from Derry, and your 160-pound champion, Melvin Miller of Bishop McCourt. Brings us here to 172 pounds. I'm taking some time to get caught up because no local wrestlers on the mats at 172 pounds. On mat number two in the championship bout at 172 pounds, beginning the second period, Mason Horwat of Derry and Emery Gunby of Bishop McCourt. It's a 1-0 lead for Horwat there, with 50 seconds remaining now in the second period. On mat number one at 172 pounds, in the fifth place bout, Rocco Reifer of Moshannon Valley and Rowan McLean Hartman of Mount Union. That's a 2-1 lead for Reifer with 17 seconds left in the second period.
Over on mat three, bout number 396, in the third place match of the 172 pound weight class, we're going into the third period with Braden Lazowski of Penns Valley leading 2-1 over Cooper Porter of Myersdale. And in the seventh place bout, the win and you're in match, we have Ben Cattullo from Burrell trailing Carter Durst 3-1 from Berlin Brothers Valley.
Still due to wrestle in the championship bout, Colin White from West Greene at 285 pounds. In the third place bout, Noah Lehue at 215 pounds. And in the fifth place bout, Malachi Peak at 189 pounds. We know that Washington and Greene counties combined will send 12 wrestlers to Hershey.
That is fantastic, Nate. Over here on mat number four in the seventh place bout, WPL's Burrow Cthulhu is still trailing with a minute and a half left in that 4-1 to Berlin Brothers Valley Carter Durst. And over here on mat three, Cooper Porter of Myersdale and Brandon Wazowski of Penns Valley are all tied up at two with 62 seconds left in that match. We'll see how that one ends.
Championship bout enters the third period tied at one. Emery Gunby of Bishop McCourt and Mason Horwat of Derry.
Over on mat number four, some back points are being ticked off. Four back points are going to be given to Ben Cthulhu of Burrow, extending his lead. 8-6, 51 seconds left in this match.
Only bout that's not tied is that seventh place bout.
Yeah, we're going into injury time over here on mat number three between Braden Wazowski of Penns Valley and Cooper Porter of Myersdale. Injury time for Wazowski.
101 left in the championship bout here at 172 pounds. Horwat and Gumby tied at one. And they're actually taking a break because of the injury over on mat number three. Is almost over right in the playing area.
Yeah, we don't want any added injuries whenever we can prevent those things. But yeah, Lizowski's kind of on the mat of mat number two, starting to get out of the way here, stretching out. Came down hard on that side. Over here, mat number three, the win and you're in, or mat number four, the win and you're in match, seventh place. Carter Durst of Berlin Brothers Valley is trailing to Ben Cthulhu of Burrow by 4 points in the third period. 15 seconds left. Right now, Cthulhu.
Oh, and a late takedown here on mat number one, Rocco Reifer, Moshannon Valley. As the buzzer sounds, a late takedown, a 5-2 win for Moshannon Valley's Rocco Reifer to take fifth place. Rowan McLean Hartman of Mount Union will finish sixth.
All right, we got a caution up here against Durst, Berlin Brothers Valley, and they're going to start wrestling again. 8 seconds. Ben Cthulhu of Burl trying to punch his ticket to Hershey here. And he will, ladies and gentlemen. Ben Cthulhu of Burl will win by decision in the seventh place match of the 172 pounders over Carter Durst, 8-5.
Still tied at two.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, we were going to say the exact same thing.
All you. Go ahead.
We're tied up at two on mat number three.
Uh-oh.
Going into the sudden. Oh, no.
Got a takedown and a couple back points.
Takedown and back points. So we are not going into sudden victory. Cooper Porter of Myersdale wins the match right at the very end. Wait, they're bringing it back 2-2. What are we doing here? No, 5-2.
Yep.
Scoreboard's going back and forth. Got me all confused.
It's just the championship bout now that's headed to sudden victory at 172 pounds.
Between Emery Gumby of Bishop McCourt and Mason Horwat of Derry area.
Horwat tried to take a shot there.
You got stolen red! He doesn't know where to wrestle! All day long.
Fans want a stalling call on Gumby.
Yeah, you're probably hearing that one pretty clear.
Oh, the parents are fighting.
Yeah, the parents are fighting down there. Just a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, we always want to keep in mind sportsmanship. It's the motto of WPIL PIAA. Said before everything.
Is that a Huntington parent, by the way, yelling at a Bishop McCourt parent? I don't think that guy's a Derry guy, let me tell you.
I would bet my retirement that is.
Oh, there's the takedown. They didn't award it. Horwat's holding it off.
Oh, he's holding it off. Is he going to be able to get him out of bounds here? He's got that leg in tight.
There it is.
He gave it.
There it is. And the Bishop McCourt fans are giving it up here to the Huntington folks. Wow, things getting very chippy in the stands here. Emery Gunby of Bishop McCourt, your champion at 172 pounds. your runner-up from Derry, Mason Horwat. Things getting chippy in the stands up here. Long as we're not in the middle of it, my friend.
Yeah, we're on the fringes of it. I wouldn't be surprised if security starts coming this way.
They probably should. We go to 189 pounds when we come back here on greensports.net and WJPA.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Get your name out there with Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville. Whether it's your business, your school, your team, whatever group or organization, Bell Print and Stitch does digital printing, including banners and vehicle graphics. They'll put your logo on anything with embroidery, heat press vinyl, or screen printing, all at competitive prices. Need an online fundraising spirit store? Call 724-207-3408. Bell Print and Stitch on Main Street in Bentleyville. See more on Facebook.
Back here at Altoona, up at 189 pounds now. We do have one forfeit in the third place bout. Eimler of Chestnut Ridge, a winner over Panciro of Bishop McCord. Eimler taking third, Panciro fourth. Again, Eimler taking third by forfeit. On the mats now, on mat number one, we do have our local guy in Malachi Peak wrestling for fifth against Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley. That one is scoreless as they approach the end of the first period. The championship bout at 189 pounds is underway on mat number two. Kyle Scott of Tyrone, scoreless with Brady Brown of Derry. That one's with 15 seconds remaining in the first period.
And over here on mat four, the winning you're in, seventh place match of 189, Casey Yoder of North Star taking on Grayson Mala of Richland. And it looks like Yoder of North Star got the escape. Goes up 1-0 in second.
Kyle Scott of Tyrone gets a takedown at the end of that first period, and now we'll start this second period on the bottom with a 3-0 lead. Nice move to get the escape, and he goes up 4-0.
Trey Dunlap from Quaker Valley and Malachi Peak from Best Center. Right now, Quaker Valley's Dunlap has a slim margin, 1-0, and they're running some injury time for Malachi Kelly. Not Malachi Kelly, Malachi Peak. Malachi Peak looks like he got hit in a soft area. He's walking it off down there. That doesn't feel good. Referee's getting a nice chuckle out of that. But it didn't happen to him. Over here on mat number two in the 189-pound finals, Kyle Scott from Tyrone, Brady Brown of Derry area. Right now, the boy from Tyrone up 4-0 with 1:15 in the second period.
Trey Dunlap with an escape in the very first 6 seconds of the second period. Now leads Malachi Peak of Beth Center 1-0 in the fifth place bout at 189 pounds.
Yeah, and they're going to bring that back to center. Malachi Peak needs to go to work here against the Quaker Valley boy. Dunlap shoots in on Peak, but Peak's able to fend him off. Working across the body. He's got to get that arm down into the post if he wants to work around him or try to work around the other side. They come back up to neutral, both wrestlers do. Dunlap takes a shot on Peak, but nothing going, and they're out of bounds, bringing him back to center.
Kyle Scott continuing to lead Brady Brown in the championship bout, 4-0. That's with 25 seconds now remaining in the second period.
Up there on mat four, Grayson Mala of Richland is leading 5-3 with 1:37 left in the third period over Casey Yoder of North Star. Peak from Best Center working hard down here, trying to work this arm, trying to get a good angle to make a shot, and they're out of bounds, coming back to center neutral.
End of the second period, Kyle Scott of Tyrone leads Brady Brown of Derry 4-0. At seventh place bout, Grayson Mala of Richland with a 5-3 lead over Casey Yoder of North Star. Winner there goes to Hershey, loser goes home.
10 seconds left in the second period between Peak and Dunlap. Peak from Beth Center, Quaker Valley, Dunlap. Time's going to tick down. Bringing into that second period, Trey Dunlap ahead of Malachi Peak, 1-0. And Malachi Peak from Beth Center is going to take bottom. Try to get an escape here to tie things up. You know, and the boy from Richland has a bloody nose. He brought it onto the mat. Over on the mat one, Peak tries to get up, and he's got to break these arms here. And if he can do that, and he can't let Dunlap bring him back down to the mat, and he gets the one right on the end. And that'll tie it up with a minute 52 left in the third period.
Boy, he was pretty far out of bounds when they gave that one.
Peak was very far out of bounds. Trey Dunlap should have went after him also, because had he done that, that would not have been an escape. But because Trey Dunlap stayed in bounds, they award the escape. Malachi Peak and Trey Dunlap at 189 pounds. Men on the mat right now getting after it. Still tied 1-1. Malachi Peak tied with Trey Dunlap. Trying to get fifth place here in the Southwest Regional of the PIAA in Altoona.
Final 40 seconds of the third period. Still a 4-0 lead for Kyle Scott of Tyrone over Brady Brown of Derry in the championship bout. In the seventh place bout, final 25 seconds there. Grayson Mala of Richland still leads Casey Yoder of North Star 5-3.
Minute 13 left. Both wrestlers between Malachi Peak and Trey Dunlap come back to center. Dunlap tries to shoot. Malachi Peak tries to work back around. Peak trying to pull that leg in. He's going to get the takedown here.
Nice.
Go up 3-4-1. Minute 2 left. He's got to keep Dunlap back on the mat.
Takedown with 20 seconds left in the championship bout. 7-0. Kyle Scott of Tyrone going to defeat Derry's Brady Brown. 7-0. The final. Kyle Scott, the champion, with 189 pounds.
Dunlap here in the fifth place match will take down from Quaker Valley. Malachi Peak from Best Center trying to stay on top and brings him down to the mat.
Comeback by Casey Yoder of North Star. He gets a late takedown and wins. Was trailing 5-3. He ends up winning 6-5.
Good for that young man punching his ticket to Hershey.
Yeah, that late takedown sends him to Hershey.
Yep. Hey, it's a long match. Got to use the whole time. Referees talking to the athletes down here on mat number one, telling me he wants to see some wrestling happen. Malachi Peak and Trey Dunlap. Right now, Peak is up 4-2 with 32 seconds. Trying to warm off. Dunlap shoots in. Malachi Peak tipped down, not able to get it. He grabs that leg, and they're out of bounds. I thought Peak was able to circle back in, keep his feet in. He would have got that takedown, but they said he was out. Both wrestlers are neutral. Dunlap shoots in on Peak. It's a no-go. He blocks him out pretty good. Good defense there. 17 seconds left. Dunlap shoots again. Peak is hip down.
Why not?
And Dunlap is just pushing him out. 10 seconds remaining.
There's that stall call on Peak. He can take another.
He can. And 10 seconds left. He could probably afford that, but he's got to be careful. He needs to wrestle here. He needs to keep advancing forward to try to prevent those stall calls. Dunlap tries to shoot in, but it is too little too late. Malachi Peak
from Beth Center will take the fifth place spot at 189 pounds over Trey Dunlap.
We'll step aside when we come back. We'll recap 172 and we'll head to 215 here from Altoona at the 2A Regional on greensports.net and WJPA.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
For over 50 years, Saris Candies has been an avid supporter of Pennsylvania Wrestling. Hi, I'm Athena Saris, and over the years, we've helped thousands of groups and organizations raise money to purchase fan uniforms, playground and sports equipment, and more. Call Saris Candies today to see how your group can easily earn money to support your cause. Call 1-800-255-7771. That's 1-800-255-7771. Or visit our website, sariscandies.com.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
All right, let's recap the 172-pound champions. Seventh place finisher headed to Hershey from Burrell, Ben Catullo. Sixth place finisher, Rowan McLean Hartman out of Mount Union. In fifth from O'Shannon Valley, Rocco Reifer. Fourth place winner from from Penns Valley is Braden Lazowski. In third place from Myersdale, Cooper Porter. Your runner-up from Derry is Mason Horwat. And your 172-pound champion is Emery Gumby of Bishop McCourt. We head to 215 pounds now on the mats in the championship bout. Landon Erdman of Huntington and Marquez Gordon of Bishop McCourt. I bet you the fans get a little more chippy here right next to us.
I would say they will.
On mat number one in the fifth place bout, Robert Martin of Penns Valley and Max McConville of United. In the seventh place bout, it's Tyson Grove of Everett and Nolan Snyder of Northern Bedford. And we have our Washington County guy on the mat from Beth Center, Noah Lehu.
Yeah, Noah Lehu from Beth Center taking on Colton Carlson from Laurel. Tied up 0-0 going into the second period. If you heard that crowd pop, their boy got a takedown on the Bishop McCourt guy. Lehu up there running them all around the mat.
And some near fall, by the way, on this mat number two in this championship out. Landon Erdman of Huntington now leading 7-0 over Marquez Gordon.
Lehu takes top. He's working. Lehu has a couple inches on Carlson out of Laurel. He might be able to use that height to his advantage. But Carlson has a stiff base right now. Lehu's going to have to do some work to try to break that down. And he's working at it, trying to get wrist control underneath, but he's a little high. Carlson, if he works that, it's going to be able to come up, but Lehu just towers over him, making it difficult, putting a lot of pressure on that back from those toes. Right on the edge of the mat up here on mat three.
Just had to pull this up for this championship mat between Erdman and Gordon. Gordon won in the Laurel Highlands Championships back in January. In a dual meet, it was Erdman, and then in the District 6 Finals, Erdman with an 8-7 decision. Right now, it's Erdman with a 7-0 lead on Gordon. And another takedown, or reversal rather, to start this second period. 1:46 to go, it's 9-0 Landon Erdman.
Colton Carlson on a whirl over Noah Lehu right now, 1-0. Oh, boys going around down here. Carlson gets that takedown. That was an impressive takedown. Lehu was on his head, feet in the sky, and he was able to get it. But then Lehu gets that escape point, making it 4-1 right now in favor of Carlson from Laurel. Again, Lehu going to state, but he'd like to take third place here.
Miss this. Max McConville with a pin. At 1:31, McConville will take fifth place over Robert Martin of Penns Valley.
Noah Lehue ends the second period down 4-1 to Colton Carlson from Laurel. Up on mat four, we have Tyson Groh from Everett taking on Nolan Snyder from Northern Bedford. Right now, Tyson Groh from Everett up 1-0 with 1:53 left in the bout. Oh, it looks like Lehue's going to get the reversal. He's going to get some back points. Can Lehue down? 4-3 right now. Back points ticking off. If he can sink those hips down into him, get shoulder to shoulder, really take advantage of that height on him, he's going to get the pin here, and he's looking as flat as he can get, and he gets it. Noah Lehue comes back from a 4-1 deficit to get the pin over Colton Carlson from Laurel. Noah Lehue of Beth Center takes third place at 215 pounds.
Job by Noah Lehue. Just one local wrestler left to go, and it's going to be Colin White of West Green in the 285-pound championship. Right now on the championship mat, it's Landon Ehrman of Huntington with a 9-0 lead over Marquez Gordon of Bishop McCourt. That's now at the end of the second period.
Yeah, Colin White's going to be taking on Rodriguez from Bishop McCourt, so I'm assuming that all of the fans around us will be Colin White fans in that championship match.
They cleared out a little bit, I think.
Yeah, a little bit.
After the chippiness.
A little bit. Yeah, I think they got embarrassed. They're getting a little crazy over there.
I think there were some spouses, both men and women, saying, all right, that's enough. Yeah,
yep. And I understand. I know if I was acting that way, my wife would not be happy with me.
There were some men not happy with some women, too. Yeah,
right. Looks like Tyson Groves getting some back points up here on mat number four, trying to punch his ticket to Hershey over Nolan Snyder of Northern Bedford, and he does get that pin.
Oh, man. Landon Ehrman gets the takedown, puts Marquez Gordon on his back. It's already 12-0. A couple of back points here could be a tech fall. There it is. Four back points awarded, a 16-0 lead, and there's a tech fall in the championship at 215 pounds. Landon Ehrman of Huntington. Time of that tech fall, 4:45. Landon Ehrman, your 215-pound champion. And that's it for 215 pounds. We'll come to 285 when we come back here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, and on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
Big guys are on the mats. Colin White in the 285-pound championship out there against Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt. 30 seconds in to this first period. They're still scoreless.
Yeah, Colin White from West Green taking on Caleb Rodriguez from Bishop McCourt. Colin really trying to push the envelope here. A minute left. Doesn't want to make a mistake. Got some hand fighting going on. On mat two in this championship bout, Colin White of West Green taking on Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt. It was really exciting early moving around, but nothing going right now. Just trying to get position on each other, trying to maintain wrist control, you know, doing that heavyweight thing. I can say this about Colin White. He was a wrestler before he was a heavyweight, so he's got moves that a lot of other heavyweights don't.
No score across the mats here at 285. On mat one, Caden Shannon of Southmoreland faces Blair Miller of Central. Blair Miller just got a takedown to go up 3-0 at the end of the first period. On mat three, Daniel Williams of Glendale has a 1-0 lead over Casey Wilson of Laurel in the third place bout. And in the seventh place bout, scoreless between David Peters of Greensburg-Salem and Gage Gardner of Bald Eagle. That's 17 seconds into the second period. End of the first here between Colin White and Caleb Rodriguez. Those two are scoreless. It'll be Rodriguez's choice for this second period. He'll take the bottom.
Yeah, Rodriguez is going to try to get up and get that escape. It's going to be tough on Colin to keep him down. We'll see what he can do here in position. Rodriguez tries to attempt that switch to reach back. Doesn't go. And Colin White has wrist control. Got the knees pinned to the ground. Both wrist control on Colin White. On Rodriguez, he's working that left arm. Colin loves getting that left arm, getting out behind on these big guys. If he can get it up behind the back, chicken wing style, he's going to be putting Rodriguez in a world of hurt. Rodriguez works up from the base. Rodriguez, very stiff base, but Colin White's moving him around, breaks him down. Minute 25 left in this second period. Tie match, 0-0. Colin White goes over top. Tries to get that wrist to work a tilt. We'll see what he can develop here. Goes underneath, gets that wrist. He's working. Rodriguez on bottom, not doing so much. Tries to get rid of that wrist of Colin White that he's got.
Colin White got to this exact position a year ago, into the championship in the regional, and lost a 7-0 decision. Now still here tied, scoreless. 53 seconds remaining, second period.
We got a stall warning on Caleb Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt. Not doing a whole lot on bottom. He needs to try to move his legs up into a base.
But even if you come down Saturday or something, it would.
And a stall warning on White also.
Also happening at 285 in the third place bout. Casey Wilson of Laurel leads Daniel Williams of Glendale 1-0. Fifth place bout, Blair Miller of Central leads Caden Shannon of Southmoreland 3-2. And in the seventh place bout, Gage Gardner of Bald Eagle leads David Peters of Greensburg-Salem 1-0.
Rodriguez tries to go for the switch on Colin. Colin was not having it. Colin is not happy. He got that stall call. No points granted, but got that warning. And he's got that hook underneath, and he's working it. On the heavyweight from Bishop McCourt, taking out a little bit of that frustration. Colin White working on top over Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt. Bishop McCourt, Rodriguez tries to bottom out, but is a no-go. Colin White's able to swing around on top, get back behind. Rodriguez of Bishop McCourt's up to his base. Colin's got that leg in. And Rodriguez tries to sit out and sit through, but that'll bring an end to the second period still. All tied up, 0-0, and Colin White's going to take bottom.
Other scores on the match. Daniel Williams of Glendale gets some near-fall points. He now takes a 3-1 lead over Casey Wilson of Laurel in the third-place bout. In the fifth-place bout, Blair Miller of Central has a 3-2 advantage over Caden Shannon of Southmoreland. And in the seventh-place bout, we're tied at 1, 40 seconds remaining in the third period.
Rodriguez takes position. Colin White elbows out. Good base. He needs to try to work up. Rodriguez has that tight waist on Colin, getting the shoulder in his armpit there. Colin needs to try to work up. Gets that right foot out, left foot out, and gets up. Rodriguez grabs that left ankle. Colin's trying to peel that hand off. Colin White out of West Green. Caleb Rodriguez out of Bishop McCourt in this heavyweight championship bout. 0-0, 135 left. Colin comes neutral, but Rodriguez has that knee of White. No points given yet. If Colin White can get that leg out, nobody has to bail out. Rodriguez maintains control on top as Colin White bails. Minute 22 left. This one might come down to who wants it the most at the very end. Minute 15 left in this match. Colin White has his base about him, but Rodriguez from Bishop McCourt has that left foot of Colin's hooked, trying to work on that arm, work on that base of Colin, try to break him down. Colin is up. Posted up on all fours, 2 feet, two hands on the ground. Colin needs to bring it in a little closer, but Rodriguez is trying to work that ankle out, not having it. Colin White's able to come back to neutral. Rodriguez brings that foot up high, takes White back down. Colin White in a good spot here. He's got to be able to get those hips out. Colin works the switch. He's working that switch. He's got to get up. 37 seconds left.
Coach Sean White, Coach Gary White coaching him up pretty hard on the side here. And he is out, and he is up 1-0 with 30 seconds left. Rodriguez is going to have to go on the offensive here if he wants to beat Colin White of West Green.
20 seconds left.
Rodriguez shoots, but Colin wasn't having it. Fends him off. They're back up. Working position is Rodriguez and Colin White. Colin White out of West Green. Rodriguez out of Bishop McCourt. Rodriguez shoots. White puts him off. Grabs that foot.
2 seconds.
2 seconds. And Colin White from West Green will defeat Caleb Rodriguez 1-0 in the PIAA Southwest Regional here at Altoona to be your 285 heavyweight champion, Colin White of West Green.
Incredible by Colin White. Got that late escape there, and he is a regional champion. Congratulations to Colin White. David Peters of Greensburg Salem gets the win in the seventh place bout, and Caden Shannon gets a pin, was trailing 6-4. He gets the win in the fifth place bout, and Casey Wilson, your winner, in the third place bout. We'll step aside. We need to recap 189, 215, and 285. We'll take a look at what wrestlers will head to Hershey when we come back here on greensports.net, presented by First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, and on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
The Mariscotti Insurance Agency and the Mariscotti Funeral Home in California are proud to support students and families throughout the area. The Mariscotti family provides honest service with a commitment to excellence to families and businesses in Washington, Greene, and Fayette counties. For nearly 50 years, the Mariscotti family has served the community, and they look forward to the next 50 years. The Mariscotti Insurance Agency on 3rd Street and the Mariscotti Funeral Home on 4th Street, supporting the Bearcats, Bulldogs, Falcons, and Trojans.
All right, let's recap 189 pounds for you. Headed to Hershey in seventh place from North Star, Casey Yoder. Quaker Valley's Trey Dunlap will go to Hershey in sixth place. Fifth place finish for Beth Center's Malachi Peak. In fourth place, Bishop McCourt's CJ Pansiero. A third place finish for Chestnut Ridge's Jaden Eimler. Brady Brown out of Derry is the runner-up, and your 189-pound champion, Kyle Scott of Tyrone. 215 pounds, your champion, Landon Erdman, who holds off the runner-up Marquez Gordon of Bishop McCourt. Third place, Beth Center's Noah Lehu. Fourth place, Colton Carlson of Laurel. Finishing in fifth from United, Max Conville. A sixth place finish for Penns Valley's Robert Martin. And just getting into Hershey out of Everett is Tyson Grove. And at 285 pounds, a seventh place finish for David Peters out of Greensburg, Salem. Blair Miller from Central finishes sixth. A fifth place finish for Caden Shannon out of Southmoreland. A fourth place finish for Glendale's Daniel Williams. In third, Casey Wilson with a nice comeback out of Laurel to take that third spot. The runner-up out of Bishop McCourt, Caleb Rodriguez, and your 285-pound champion from West Green, Colin White. What a match there at the end.
Yeah, real proud of that kid. He, like I said, it's going to come down to who wants it the most, who's in the best shape, and Colin White proved that he was the man for the job on this occasion.
My understanding is that 11 wrestlers from AAA will go to Hershey from Washington County. We'll have 12 wrestlers from Washington and Greene here in 2A advance to Hershey. Those wrestlers advancing are
Drake McClure at 139 pounds, who was the 139-pound champion, and the other champion here today, Colin White at 285 pounds. Also advancing at 133 pounds, Lucas Barr of McGuffey, who finished third. Mason Wright of Beth Center at 139 pounds, who finished fourth. Owen Ivsic of Bentworth at 160 pounds, who finished third. He beat Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan at 160 pounds, who finished fourth. And also finishing third today, Noah Lehu of Beth Center at 215 pounds. Also headed to Hershey are those that wrestled in the fifth place bout. Carter Cadis at 139 pounds finished fifth. Malachi Peak at 189 pounds finished fifth as well. And Victor Bonus of McGuffey at 152 pounds finished sixth. We had four guys in a seventh place bout. Green and Washington counties went 2-2. One of your winners, Braden Hanning from Jefferson Morgan at 107 pounds. He takes seventh and will head to Hershey, as will Caleb Patton at 145 pounds from Wash High. Clayton Ely at 127 from McGuffey was eliminated in that seventh place bout, as well as Logan Noyes at 152 pounds. So 12 guys from Washington and Greene counties. I have that listed as three of them from Greene County, in Colin White, in Alec Palko, and in Braden Hanning. What a great weekend of wrestling here at Altoona. Can't thank everybody enough for listening in. And I can't thank Mike Hildreth enough for making his broadcasting debut on a long weekend in Altoona.
Well, I got to thank you, Nate, for having me out here. Jason Tennant for reaching out a couple days ago. You know, I really appreciate the opportunity to do this. Had a great time calling Washington Greene County Sports, something I've been wanting to do for a really long time. Hopefully some more in my future. But yeah, you know, all good things must come to an end, and there's a first for everything. And I had my first today, and the good things that come to the end are this tournament here in Altoona to go on to Hershey next week.
Can't thank you enough, can't thank our listeners enough, and I can't thank, of course, Jacob Knizner in our downtown Washington studios. And I also want to thank all of our sponsors that make this broadcast possible. That's Mariscotti Insurance Agency and Mariscotti Funeral Home in California, proud to support students and families throughout the area. Kinetic Internet, better. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Iron Synergy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call on Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. Sarah's Candy, supporting Pennsylvania Wrestling for over 50 years. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Bell Print and Stitch, digital print, embroidery, design, and fundraising. Bell Print and Stitch in Bentleyville and on Facebook. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By the Day Insurance Agency, on East Main Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com. By First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust. By Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. By McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. By attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience giving your case the attention it deserves. By Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg. By Quality Quick Printing, your full-service digital document solution center. Online at qualquick.com. By Visit Greene, Greene County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreene.org. By the Claysville Area Business Association. Claysville area businesses are winning again thanks to teamwork, dedication, and leadership. By Shaft Drillers International. Combined strength, unparalleled resources. By the Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. And by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. Washington and Greene County sending 12 wrestlers to Hershey. We'll have it on WJPA for the 77th consecutive year. And, of course, we'll have it on greensports.net. From Altoona, thanks so much for tuning in. This has been a presentation of greensports.net and WJPA.